Thanks for checking out the fifth quarter podcast. Rick Samprin here. The Ticats top the Bombers in what could be the biggest win of the year, and Ticats Nation is feeling it. The fifth quarter podcast starts now.
We've been talking Tiger Cats football for over 50 years. Welcome to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Hello, football fans in Hamilton, from coast to coast and around the world. This is the fifth quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford, and you are listening to 900 CHML, watching on CHML's YouTube page, online at 900CHML.com, on the Radio Player Canada app. And lo and behold, the Ticats are winners again. Two in a row. And against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, it feels oh so good.
We love those Cats, those Tiger Cats, the team with the spirit and fight. We'll crouch and snarl and bite and growl and win with all our might. We love those Cats, those Tiger Cats, the team with the spirit and fight. For a whiskey wee wee and a ski wawa and on to victory.
And a 29-23 victory for the black and gold today over the Bombers. Hamilton now 6-7 on the season, in a virtual tie with Montreal for second place in the CFL's East Division. I say virtual tie because we know that Montreal has the tiebreaker. But these two teams will play in the final game of the regular season. We're going to take your calls, your texts, your tweets, your YouTube messages on CHML's YouTube channel. You can email me, rick@900chml.com, to share your thoughts on today's big, and I'm calling it the biggest win of the 2023 season for Hamilton. And I will tell you why in just a matter of seconds. But how much better, and I'm just talking about the offense here right now for Hamilton, how much better does this offense look right now compared to earlier on this season? It is miles and miles and miles away from what we saw earlier this year, and in a very good place. They're mixing it up, not as predictable. I know it's not perfect, but it is way better than what we saw earlier this year. So kudos to Scott Milanovich and the rest of the coaching staff and the players for not only implementing a much more diverse game plan, but for executing it as well. Because you can have the best game plan on the earth, but if the players don't execute it, game plan's not going to work. This offensive scheme is much better. Much, much better. And speaking of better, the Ticats were the better team today, top to bottom. They were better on offense. They were better on defense. They were better on special teams. This is a much deserved and a well-deserved win for Hamilton. No question about that. I've already mentioned this is the biggest win of the season. And I know we've been in this situation before when it comes to quarterbacks. We've been in this situation where a young quarterback will come in and will wow us with his play. And that has happened with Taylor Powell. But I cannot recall a young quarterback who, for a pretty good stretch of games now, has been this consistently good. I'm not saying he's in the elite category. But when you start beating quarterbacks like Zach Caleros, and you start beating defenses like what they have in Winnipeg or what they have in BC a few weeks ago, you start to realize that this kid is something special. Again, I'm not going to put him in that category of the best in the league, but he is certainly far away from the worst in the league. And how can you, as a coaching staff now, say, Taylor Powell, you're going to sit because Matt Schultz is healthy or Bo Levi is healthy? I know we are paying those two guys way more than you're getting. This team can't do that. Taylor Powell is the guy now. And the way he is playing is proving that he just might be the guy in the future. I would have not even dreamt of that earlier on in the season when he took over in that game in Edmonton after Matt Schultz went down. And then when Bo Levi comes back and then he gets hurt and, well, we're back to Powell again. But here we are now. This was start number 7, and he's 3-4. And in the last two games, I would say in the last 6 quarters, he has played very well, especially. All right, those are my thoughts on this game. A well-deserved victory by the Ticats. Much better team, diverse on offense, ferocious on defense. They were electric on special teams. Thank you very much, Tyreek McAllister. 126-yard missed extra point return for 2 points. And I'll say this, geez, that's a lot of real estate for only 2 points. CFL, I think, has to re-look, re-examine a score after a missed extra point. You're going to run 126 yards and only get 2 points? That's at least got to be 6 points. At least. Now, Ticats didn't need that today, but let's make that a rule change going forward. All right, your turn to give me your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game. By the way, my player of the game is Stavros Katsantonis. 5 tackles, 1 interception, 1 pass knockdown, 1 sack while Winnipeg is in the red zone trying to get a TD. Stavros Katsantonis has stepped up large in the last few games, and today is my player of the game. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your mobile device. You can email rick at 900chml.com. On Twitter, use the hashtag #5thquarter. At Rick Samprin is the handle. We're on CHML's YouTube page as well. Check us out on YouTube. Colton has been waiting patiently and joins us now on the fifth quarter. Colton, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. How are you?
Oh, top shelf.
Yeah, no kidding. That was awesome. Sorry if my voice sounds a little scratchy. I might have lost it at the game, but I'll try my best so you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear. What are your thoughts on today's game?
I think it was a perfect game. As close to a perfect game we've had all year. I think they played great. They played awesome. They played just as well as when we played Winnipeg. What is almost pretty close to the same date when we beat them, around the same circumstances as it being such a big win. But they played great offensive, like you said, offensively, defensively, special teams. Everything just clicked tonight. And it was awesome seeing Calero throw all those interceptions too. I can't lie.
Yeah, that's always nice to see. This Ticats defense came to play today. They forced 4 turnovers, 3 picks, the turnover on downs at the end of the game. It was as close to a perfect game you can play, very close to what they or how they played against the Lions in BC. They were good on offense. They were good on defense. They were good on special teams, much better than the opponent in all 3 phases.
Oh, for sure. And like you could just tell, like my fiance said, because she's been to all home games with me so far. She just said that you could tell right off the bat, they played great. Like they came out with energy, and we haven't seen that, especially at home all year, coming out with that kind of energy. So that was awesome to see. And then all the interceptions, but I agree with you on the point of returning the field, the missed extra point all the way for only 2 points. Like, I think it should be more than 2 points too. Like you said, that's a lot of effort to just get 2 points. So I think that's a little ridiculous, but
I agree. I mean, that was the longest play of the game. And it turns out to be the smallest score of the game.
Yeah. It doesn't really make sense. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain the CFL when you have rules like that. You know what I mean? But other than that, I mean, it was exciting. Like, I don't think we haven't been on our feet at home that much all year. Like it seems like every single play was exciting, and it was so great to see the offense moving the ball. Like before, when we had our previous OC, it was like, oh, like, I don't know if we're going to get this first down. You could almost count them out when they were 2nd and 5 or 2nd and 4. But now, especially this game, 2nd and 4, you're thinking, okay, so we're going to go down and score because they're probably going to convert on this. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. And this is what winning does as well. Winning breeds confidence. This team is a confident team. Finally, it's nice to see. It's finally nice to see a win at home. They're now 2-5 at home. This team, I don't know, it's post-Labor Day. They may have caught the post-Labor Day bug like they did last year, in which they won, 4 of their last 5 going into the playoffs. They're playing their best football right now.
Well, that would be great. That's all we can ask for, right? If they can catch wind right now and catch fire, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
That's all we can hope for. But if it happens, then that's great. All is good in Tiger Town if it does.
Absolutely. Who is your player of the game today?
I'm going to have a tie. I'm going to have Stavros Kastantonis and Taylor Powell. Both of them played unreal tonight, for sure.
Absolutely. 1A, 1B for sure. Colton, appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
That is Colton with some excellent thoughts voting for Kastantonis and Powell. Yeah, you're allowed to do that here on the fifth quarter. I'm not going to say no. Vote now on Twitter at AM900CHML. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Send me a text at 905-645-3221. Use that number to call as well. 905-645-3221 *9900 on your mobile device. And you can email Rick at 900CHML.com. Let's go to the text line. And this one comes from Joe. Hey, Rick, now that's Tiger Cats football. Hard hitting, solid play overall by the team. Player of the game has to be the defense for stepping out with numerous interceptions and shutdown play at the end. Love seeing Powell connect with White and hope for more sparks next week. Thanks, Joe. Back to the phone lines we go. We just got a ton of calls. We're going to get to everyone on the show today. Ron is next on the deck. Ron, how are you?
Well, very good. Thank you. It was a good game. However, the Ticats need a coach for defense pass receivers. Kolaris's passes, most of them, the players were right wide open. And his favorite is down the middle, and I don't know why they don't know that. The other thing is for Winnipeg, for our receivers, there's always somebody right next to them when we get the pass, so the passes have to be right on the money, and they were. The other thing I haven't seen is why they don't use a fake Butler into the middle and take it around the end, especially on close plays.
You're talking the run pass option where the quarterback keeps the football.
Either way, or he can pass it over the line of scrimmage short. Especially in the end zone, like they got their one touchdown.
Well, I'm sure that's in the playbook. They haven't used it much.
No, and I watch a lot of football. I watch the NFL, the other ones. And you see this done quite often, and it always works. Almost always.
Hey, Ron, who is your player of the game today?
Well, I think Simone Lawrence did a couple of good plays there and helped a lot.
He had a game-high 8 defensive tackles today, also to pass knockdown. A good choice,
right.
Ron. Good choice. Thanks for calling in, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Okay, thank you. Right, bye.
Ron voting for Simone Lawrence, who, had another solid game today, nearly had an interception himself as well. 905-645-3221 is the number to call and text. You can email Rick at 900CHML.com. Tom sent me an email saying, amazing game today, lights out offense from both teams in the first half. Both teams seemed able to score at will. We know the Bombers can do that, and it was great to see Powell and the Cats more than match them point for point. The 2 points on the missed convert was really exciting and should be in the top 10 plays of the year. The defense was outstanding in the second half. All in all, a superb effort. Player of the game, Taylor Powell. He's improved so much in the last few weeks. Mitchell will have to earn the starter spot when he returns from injury. Cheers, Tom from Guelph. Get to one more email. This one is from Steven out in Penticton, who writes, greetings, Rick. That was one hell of a football game. Hats off to all the players with this win. Great team effort. I have to say, Powell reminds me of a young Dieter Brock. Never seems to get rattled. Stays very calm. Player of the game, Powell. With honorable mention to all the players tied for second place in the East, let's keep this going. Regards, Stephen in Penticton, BC. Back to the phone lines we go, and Manny has been waiting patiently here. Manny, welcome to the fifth quarter.
Hey, buddy. Nice to get our weekly talk in, or bi-weekly, depending on if they have an off week.
Yeah, Oski Wee Wee.
Yeah, absolutely, buddy. It's always more enjoyable this way. But I had made a comment, and once in a while I get it right. But I had said a couple of weeks ago, or maybe last week, I said, you know, this kid Stavro is like really, really improving every game. And today, with being decimated in the secondary and having those more so the importance of his play, man, that guy is just, like I said, you just on the field, you're watching on TV where they're on the field, You see number 30 all over that ball. He's in on every play, it seemingly. And I got to say, like, as much as Powell has improved, well, I would say right now, I mean, you're probably the two most improved players. Of course, Powell having less of a, we don't have as much history with him, but that makes all the difference. And in regards to the extra point, I mean, I guess it never, if something never happens or hardly ever happens, nobody ever brings it up until it happens. And then everybody's like, wait a minute, is that only 2 points? So, yeah, I think it definitely should be worth more than two, especially if you're trying a field goal. I think you should at least get the field goal that they didn't get back for it. And I think also what happens is when you do something like that and make a change, maybe sometimes, you know, if it's going wide, it's like, you know, we're going to save our energy. We're not going to be, you know, we're not going to make it all the way downfield. There's less of a, maybe an urgency to try it. But if you know you're going to get 6 points of it, there might be more teams setting up, you know, some schemes or whatever, blocking downfield if it does go wide.
It could be. We know on a missed field goal, that would be a touchdown. That is 6 points. Right. But on a convert, it's only two. So I'm saying, what's the difference? The guy's effort is the same.
Sure. No, I get that. Yeah, I get that. I would guess a little traditionalist with some of the rules. But what the gentleman said before about, I love most of our rules. In fact, in a lot of our rules, it was the NFL that took our rules. A two-point convert came up here first in Canada before it went to the NFL. Before it was in the NFL. You know, so a lot of our rules have been integrated into their game because we did it right up here. You know, even now they're thinking about, well, I mean, it's a whole different topic as the NFL, but, you know, with the overtime, because a couple of years ago when Buffalo played that great game against KC, and, you know, you basically win it on a coin toss, right? Which is ridiculous, right? And we obviously give both teams a chance to win it, right? With putting their offenses on and their defenses on.
Absolutely. Anyway, who's your player of the game before we let you go?
Oh, it's Stavro. I mean, Powell's a close second, but I got to give it to, because we really need our defense shut down, a very explosive Winnipeg team.
I would agree. Manny, appreciate the call.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
905-645-3221, *9900 on your cell. You can email Rick at 900CHML.com in the Twitterverse or the Xverse, whatever we're calling it these days. Use the hashtag fifth quarter at Rick Samprin is the handle. We've got a number of tweets or X's or whatever the heck we're calling it these days. And we're also on CHML's YouTube page as well, where Karen writes, great win. Katsantonis, player of the game. A home playoff game is within reach. The atmosphere in the stadium was awesome. And Kirsten says, hi, Rick, that's more like it, on CHML's YouTube channel. Check us out then. We have Finn, Mary, and Phil still to get here on the show. This is the fifth quarter. It is brought to you by Eastgate Ford, and you're listening to 900 CHML.
Welcoming Ticats fans, young and old, you're listening to the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Second and goal from the 7. Taylor Powell gets the snap, wants the pass on the run. He completes it. It's a touchdown, Terry Godwin. The Tiger Cats do cash in. And it's 9-0 with the convert coming up.
Rick Samprin with you. That was the voice of RJ Broadhead on the Ticats Audio Network and 900 CHML as Hamilton beats Winnipeg 29-23 to improve to 6-7. The Bombers, by the way, now 10-4. And for the Tiger Cats, who never trailed in this game, by the way, they have some momentum. Another big win in their back pockets. That's 2 in a row. They'll try to make it 3 straight wins when they take on the Toronto Argonauts, BMO Field, 1 week from tonight. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff in Toronto. Our pregame show will begin at 6 o'clock here on CHML fifth quarter in and around 10:30 or so on a Saturday night. That should be exciting. Your thoughts on today's Ticats win? Vote for your player of the game. You can text me at 905-645-3221. You can call in on the fifth quarter at 905-645-3221 or *9900. Send me an email, Rick at 900CHML.com. A slew of emails coming in on Twitter at AM900CHML, at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Just got a tweet. Are we still calling them tweets? I don't want to call them Twitter X. I'll just call them tweets. Richard says, player of the game, Stavros Katsantonis. What a great football player. Love the double reverse for Tim White, and hats off to Taylor Powell and the O-line. That was a fun game from start to finish. Big win, Oski Wee Wee. Keep the wins coming. Great show as usual, Rick. CFL football with a thumbs up emoji. And Andy says, my player of the game is the coaching staff. Wow, breaking news here. When was the last time anyone voted for the coaching staff? Coach O, Mark Washington, Scott Milanovic, etc. They've taken a lot of heat this year, but I thought today the Cats were prepared and the coaches called a good game. And Ticat Karen says, great game. Nice to see Stavros coming into his own. He's my player of the game. Simone also had a good game. Powell seems to be the real deal. We should ride him till he gives us a reason to sit him down. Hashtag fifth quarter. All great comments coming in on the fifth quarter. Let's go to Phil on the phone line. Phil, thanks for calling in. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I'll tell you, we talk about this Powell, and I would say that's probably the best game I've seen from this team in a year and a half. This Powell, his progression is really quite something. If you look at last game against Ottawa, and I know it's only Ottawa and all that good stuff, but I mean, 327, three touchdowns, no picks. He is progressing like you'd want a 24-year-old to do. This is the guy you build your team around. I'll tell you, Scott Milanovic knows that. He has picked up on that, and he is grooming this kid. And I suggest that it will be Scott Milanovic next year will be the head coach of this team. This is a really refreshing, refreshing change for this team. And I'll tell you one thing. I have one more thing to say. Unfortunately, I lost my brother, Randy Van Imp, last week, on Saturday. Randy and the entire Van Imp family have been Ticat fans for well over 50 years. Well, thanks, Rick, for the time.
Hey, do you want to vote for a player of the game in Randy's honor?
Yes, absolutely. I think you have to go with Powell.
Powell played a great game, and God bless. Thoughts and prayers with you.
Thank you.
905-645-3221. Our hearts going out to Phil and his family as they're going through some tough times. But hey, listen, Ticat's victory, I'm sure, putting a smile on their face to give them a little bit of energy, a little bit of a jolt. And, this is what sports does. Brings us together. It's a sense of community. Even when you're feeling down, like Phil and his family are, they can get a little bit of a respite in what the Tiger Cats provided today. Maybe they just won it for Randy today. I think we're all comfortable in saying that. Lisa on Twitter says, great game tonight. Great crowd. They really brought the noise. Player of the game is Powell. Love his calm confidence. Mark on Twitter says, can't call in tonight, but I thought Powell played his best game since Scott took over our offense. Is looking more organized. Player of the game, Terry Godwin. Interesting choice. Andrew on email says, he just is the, Andrew, you're a funny guy. Subject line, I hate sports. I'm sure his player of the game is he voted for here, Printers Dickinson 2004. I'm not sure if that was a player of the game vote or just wanted to jab everyone. And Matt on email says, loud fans and lockdown defense brings a Ticats W. Holding the Bombers to 23 points is an accomplishment for Hamilton's defense. Great win, boys. Player of the game, Tim Weitz. That 54-yard run turned the tides early and got the crowd going early. And that was, one of the key plays tonight. Tim White on that reverse. I think one of the many plays that set the tone. This offense got down the field, scored an opening field goal, got the ball back, put it in the end zone. They're up 10-0. And I think that really got this team going, which was great to see. 905-645-3221, star 9900 on your cell to call in on the fifth quarter. Brought to you by Eastgate Ford. Here is Finn. Finn, good evening. How are you?
How you doing, Rick?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Just getting back from the game. Great day, great weather. The only complaint I have is the traffic was a little heavier than I thought coming in, so we weren't able to get to the Polish Hall for pierogies and cabbage rolls, but we'll get those next time.
Hey, at least you got a Ticats win today.
We did. And I guess, Mike, I thought Powell was really good today. From our vantage point, we were able to see the field, and what I liked about him the most was his decision-making. times when he got flushed out or things, you know, got a little hairy. You know, he had opportunities to push the ball down the field, and he took the short passes a lot. Again, like I say, he had that interception in the back of the end zone. It was a good throw. It was a good play by the defender. But I think your caller a couple callers ago talked about his maturity and how he's developing. And like I say, those are the things that you look at is, you know, those turnovers or making poor decisions at critical times. I thought he made a real good decisions checking down the ball, which kind of leads to my next point where I thought the yards after the catches or touches by the receivers and backs by the Hamilton tonight was really good.
Absolutely. That's a great point because those turned those, you know, 5, 6, 7 yard gains to 14, 20, 25 yard gains. And suddenly you're in some cases scoring in the red zone or scoring opportunity. So those yak yards are massive.
Like I say, a couple plays where he checked down maybe a 3 or 4 yard little pass to a back or a receiver short. And, you know, after one or two contacts, receivers were picking up, backs were picking up an extra 4, 5, 6, 7 yards. You know, great effort by everybody.
Absolutely. So is Taylor Powell your player of the game?
Well, I'm going to go with the offensive line with the emphasis, to be honest with you, on the tackles. Did Jefferson play today? I'm not sure.
He did play today. Yes. Winnipeg had 2 sacks and Hamilton had 3, actually.
I think his counterpart on the other side of him had the 1, but I honestly didn't see him at all during the game. And I'll give that to the tackles on Hamilton for taking care of those 2.
Well, great note, because Jefferson did not record a statistic tonight. No tackles, no sacks, no nothing. So mission accomplished there.
Go Cats.
Got it. Finn, enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you, Rick.
905-645-3221, *9900 on your mobile device. We're on CHML's YouTube channel as well. You can chime in there. Email me, rick@900chml.com. Send me a text at 905-645-3221. And use the hashtag #FifthQuarter when you go to @RickSamprin on Twitter. Mary has been waiting patiently and is now live on the Fifth Quarter. Mary, hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I couldn't be better. I have to say, I came into the game a little skeptical. I just wanted them to have a good game, and boy, they sure did.
Mary, I just want to interrupt you for a second there, because I was in the press box before the game, and I swear everyone was saying the same thing. I don't have a good feeling, but we just want to be entertained today. Boy, were we ever entertained.
Exactly. And we had 5 or 6 Winnipeg people that they go on a road trip every year. And they flew in. I love this story. They were going to go to the Argos, but they came to the Ticat game because we have better fans. So I love that part. But we were giving them the gears the whole game. But back to the game, I thought that Powell played excellent, and I do hope that they stick with him. Even I know we've got Bo, we've got Schultz, but I just think he's really done well, and the team's kind of being cohesive. So I hope that they keep going. Even though I'd like to pick him as the player of the game, I'm not. I'm picking the D. I think D wins games for the most part, and they really stepped it up tonight. They were fantastic. I also have to give a shout-out to whoever manages the clock, because the last 3 minutes, they really managed those 20 seconds down to like 1 or 2, and I think that made a huge difference, because as we all know, anything can happen in the last 3 minutes.
Mary, does this team have you believing again?
Oh, yes. I've never give up. I'm a Ticat fan, diehard, but I have to admit, I'm back on track again.
We're all back on the bandwagon. Mary, thank you for the call.
We all are. It doesn't take much for us. We don't expect too much. We just want to win here and there.
That is
right. I think they can do it. I really do.
Thanks, Mary. Have a great weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Great call by Mary, 905-645-3221. She nailed it. I mean, everyone I was speaking to in the press box was like, oh, you know, Winnipeg's a tough team. This is going to be a tough game. We don't feel too good, not too confident. We just want to be entertained. Just want an entertaining game. Oh boy, oh boy, were we ever entertained. Hamilton 29, Winnipeg 23, Ticats now 6-7 on the season. Give me a call with your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game, 905-645-3221. That's also the text line as well, 905-645-3221. Tom has called into the Fifth Quarter. Tom, hello, how are you?
Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
I am good. Top shelf, in fact.
Great. Yeah, I just want to actually piggyback on what my Uncle Phil said earlier about Taylor Powell. He's been a revelation in my mind, and I was talking to him at halftime saying, can you remember the last time the Cats were able to develop a quarterback from their own system rather than trying to bring somebody in and bring somebody in and bring somebody in? It's been really refreshing.
It's been years. It's been eons since that happened.
Yeah. So I think we're all really excited, and kind of to say what, along with Uncle Phil said, that was my father who passed away last Saturday, a week ago today, and he would have been thrilled about the result, and boy, did he love those Cats, those Tiger Cats.
Well, I'm happy that the Ticats won today for you guys. It's got to be tough with what you were going through. Thanks for calling in and just sharing your thoughts with us today.
Thanks, Rick. Have a great night.
You too. That is Tom. And now an empty phone bank for you with half an hour to go here on the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford. We have a ton of email, ton of tweets, ton of texts to get through as well. And on a day where the Ticats and many of their fans thought, I don't know, you know, Winnipeg's good, coming in at 10-3, just scored 51 points against Saskatchewan. But this happened last year as well, you will recall. Winnipeg, after a Labor Day defeat, absolutely embarrassed the Rough Riders, and then came to Hamilton, which had just lost on Labor Day against the Argos, and got walloped by Dane Evans at that time. And the Tiger Cats. And a year later, almost to the day, really, it's about the same timeline, Ticats do it again, this time with Taylor Powell and a stingy D and a heck of an effort on special teams as well. And I will give a shout out to the crowd as well, because you were loud, raucous. It was chaotic in there, especially in the second half when the defense in particular was making play after play after play and turnover after turnover and big sacks and forcing incompletions, turning the tide, giving the offense good field position. The crowd tonight at Tim Hortons Field was a difference maker. So pat on the back for everyone out there at Tim Hortons Field. When we come back, more texts and tweets. YouTube channel messages as well, and your calls at 905-645-3221, star 9900. This is the fifth quarter, brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The most entertaining, unfiltered, and passionate post-game show in Canada. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Taylor Powell takes a look to his left. It's a handoff to James Bunker again, going to his right. He got down to the goal line. It's a touchdown, Tiger Cats! James Butler, his eighth of the season.
Big TD for Butler and the boys as the Tiger Cats get it done here on 900 CHML and the Ticats Audio Network. 29-23, the final. Hamilton tied with Montreal for second place in the CFL's East Division. They're now 6-7. What a big win that was. 905-645-3221. That's the talk or the text line. You can also email your thoughts on tonight's game. Vote for your player of the game, rick@900chml.com. We're live on CHML's YouTube channel as well. You can offer your thoughts there. You can also send me a tweet or an X. @RickSamprin is the handle. Use the hashtag #FifthQuarter. And more calls coming in, which is great to see. We'll get to those callers in just a second. Email from Randy. Good evening, Rick. What an exciting yet close finish. I'm thrilled and excited for the Cats to defeat the Bombers. Kudos to Taylor Powell. He is showing leadership and growing in this role. Terrific scrambling with the ball, a positive team effort. We are 6-7 and looking up and forward. It is always a concern to see no points achieved in quarters, but the defense helped win this game. With all the turnovers and interceptions, this helped win also. However, some points on those interceptions stopped the Winnipeg run. A great game by Stavros Katsantonis, an absolute monster out there. Powell found at least six receivers today. Good punting by Vedvik. James Butler was having a difficult time early on, but was a bulldozer when it counted. Randy goes on to say, kudos to the always exciting Ticats Audio Network. Terrific coverage. I'm giving the player of the game to the Cats defense. Oski Wee Wee, I am celebrating tonight. A great weekend. By the way, Argos suck. Have a great night on Sunday. Rick, Randy in Oakville. And Alan on email says, hey, it's Alan from St. Catharines. This game was fought with grit, determination, and perseverance. I'm very impressed with what I've seen tonight. Is this our turning point? I have watched Powell grow since he started. He keeps his composure. He runs out of the pocket. He throws to multiple receivers. He shows leadership. He doesn't break under pressure. He reminds me of a young Caleros. I know Bo Levi Mitchell is coming back soon, but look at how Powell is playing and growing. We definitely might have a quarterback controversy. This guy is our future. Straight up, I'm really impressed, Rick, the way Scott Milanovich helps grow quarterbacks also, and some new things I've seen in the last few weeks. This is only going to get better for us. Alan continues, my player of the game is Stavros Katsantonis, though. He's really shown Hamilton he's solidified that safety position. I do miss Tunde Adeleke and Richard Leonard, but Stavros was good and we persevered. He kept the guys motivated back there also. His energy radiates with other leaders. He shows that Hitchcock-type leadership. There was some open Winnipeg receivers, but we kept them on their toes. I thought this was a full team effort, and you can see the Milanovic offense versus the Condell offense. We are tied for second place with Montreal. I noticed Edmonton just won the other day, stopping Calgary. Toronto beat Montreal for us the other day. Let's hope BC can take out Ottawa right now. Things are good right now. Let's keep this momentum. Finally, Alan says, like I said, I feel like we need to ride the wave with Powell. What if Mitchell comes back and plays like crap and he doesn't gel with the receivers? How do you keep him in? Powell might have to get back in there. The Grey Cup is in Hamilton. I don't know. This is a tough one. Anyways, go Cats, go. Runner-up for player of the game is Powell. This guy impresses me more and more. Alan in St. Catharines. I will say this. I don't think Taylor Powell is going anywhere. I don't care how healthy or unhealthy the other quarterbacks are. If you are winning football games and your quarterback is playing as good as Taylor Powell is, you're going to keep him in there. Lisa has called into the fifth quarter. Lisa, good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, Rick. How are you?
I am good. What did you think of tonight's game?
I thought Taylor Powell is amazing. He never ceases to amaze me.
He's a really calm and confident guy, isn't he?
Yes.
So what do you like about his game?
I like the long passes.
Yeah, the little ticky-tacky passes. He had a couple of deep throws as well today. I think he's looking very good.
Too.
Yeah, absolutely. Who's your player of the game? Is it Taylor Powell?
Yes, it is. And it's also Tim White and James Butler.
All right. That is a terrific trio. Lisa, thank you for calling in. Enjoy the weekend.
I will, Rick. Thank you.
Have a great day. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your cell phone. Email rick@900chml.com. We're also on CHML's YouTube channel. You can chime in there as well. Ticat Dave on the text line, 905-645-3221. Hi, Rick. Oski wee wee. Ticat Dave from Kincardine. The tents are up and wide open. Shall we say there is strong wind in the sails? Sails to sink the Argos in a week? Cats spread the ball around nicely tonight. Nice mix of plays. Milanovic, a great addition at the right time. Penalties seem to be down. Kudos on the Cats for getting the win. Oski wee wee. Also, if you could, please give a shout out to the hype man who is keeping the team fired up. Player of the game, Scott Milanovic. Thank you, Rick. Go Cats, go. Well, we had a vote for the entire coaching staff earlier. And now we will put Scott Milanovic, even though he's not a player. Hey, fans aren't players either, and they get votes as well. Ticat Dave, thank you for the vote. Text coming in. I don't have a name on this, but says the most exciting game all season. Creative plays from what I have seen. And glad you're explaining the no score return touchdown. So disappointed, but they won. Well, I mean, they got 2 points on the missed convert for what I would think would be a touchdown, but no, it's only 2 points. Now, if it's a missed field goal and you return it to the end zone, yes, that is a touchdown. Text coming in from Jeff. Again, the text line, 905-645-3221. Jeff writes, hi, Rick. I never had a doubt we were going to win this one. Bombers have a habit of coming to town in September and dropping one. The pressure on Zach was great, forced him into making bad decisions. That mix-up in the secondary seemed to work. Powell continues to get better every week. Shades of a young Bo. Looking forward to talking with you on Tuesday. Powell, player of the game, Jeff in Edmonton. Taylor Powell getting a lot of votes for player of the game. Who's your player of the game? 905-645-3221. Send me an email, rick@900chml.com. In the Twitterverse, use the hashtag fifth quarter. @RickZamperin is the Twitter handle. Tim on Twitter says the offense is not predictable, and that is a good thing. Tim, you're exactly right. You know, there are a couple of plays, and there's usually a few plays during a game where you think, okay, this is what they're going to do. And they end up doing that. And you think, well, this offense is too predictable. That seemed to happen with almost great regularity when the previous offensive coordinator was calling the plays. Now, not so much. You know, whether it is a sweep in which we saw a reverse, which we saw Tim White take it 50 plus yards, big plays up the middle using the sideline, Taylor Powell rolling out in some instances, a lot of diversity to this offense now. Now, if you're a defense, you're thinking, what's coming at us? Tweet from Michelle, who says, defense and Powell rocked that game. Loved everything about it. Question, why wasn't the amazing Simone's interception, if you will, called an interception? Well, and I thought that was really close. If you missed it, it was a tip ball. Simone dives for the pigskin, and he makes the catch. However, as he is sliding, making this catch, the ball hits the turf, and the determination was that the field aided him in making the catch. So, by and large, it hit the ground before he caught it. That was basically the explanation. Even though, man, what an effort that was by Simone Lawrence. Colton says, one last thought. I was lucky enough to use my boss's tickets today as he is in a baseball tournament this weekend. Needless to say, I think my fiance and I should occupy those seats for the rest of the year. Oski, wee wee. Colton, you have to explain to your boss that right now it is an absolute must that you're in those seats for the rest of the season, including the Grey Cup. And if he hasn't gotten his Grey Cup tickets yet, go to ticats.ca and get them. Go to Ticketmaster and get your tickets now. Mark in the Twitterverse, Marky's birthday treat. Happy birthday, Mark. The Bombers did Ticats beat. Plan the parade now. Uh-oh, here we go. Here we go. We had a caller last week saying the Cats are going all the way. And I mean all the way. And now Mark's saying, plan the parade now. You don't hold parades by winning a playoff game. You don't hold a parade if you win the division or even finish first in the division. You hold a parade when you win the big, shiny trophy at the end. Val on Twitter says, wow, wow, wow. Now that was enjoyable. Power out here in Halifax all day, but back in the first quarter, so thanks, NS Power. Wow, what are the odds of that? As you know, Hurricane, or now Post-Tropical Storm Lee, is in the Maritimes. And for Val's sake, NS Power got the game going in the first. Great job, boys and girls. Great game. And to the TSN panel who kept talking about Montreal and Toronto meeting in the playoffs, check the standings, says Val. And he says, player of the game, Powell and the D. Good choices. The defense was great tonight. And I know, hey, listen, Zach Hilario's got his yards. You know, he threw for 344 yards and a couple of TDs, 110 to Dalton Schoen, 137 to Nick Dembski. Dembski and Lawler getting into the end zone. But the defense, with Adeleke now on the six-game injured list with a hamstring injury, with Richard Leonard on the one-week injured list with a head injury after he got rocked in the last game, and you're starting Lawrence Woods at the corner, and he hasn't played there in a while, and you're bringing in Lawson Jr. at the halfback position, and the rookie hasn't had an opportunity to make an impact. And yeah, those guys were getting picked on, and yeah, they got burned from time to time. But this was ultimately, especially in the first half, a bend but not break. Yeah, they gave up some points. You know, 16 points, but only 7 in the second half. That's a big check mark for this Ticats defense. 905-645-3221, *9900 on your smartphone. Those are the numbers to call. You can also text 905-645-3221 on email, rick@900chml.com. Just looked at my email. Man, I got a lot of email to get to, and I will when we come back here. We're also going to get in to Corey's call. He's waiting on the line. We'll get to him next here on the fifth quarter. Brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
It's where Ticats fans come together. This is the fifth quarter, powered by Eastgate Ford on 900CHML.
Crowd so loud, Caleros moved out of the huddle to cover his ear holes on his helmet as Buck Pierce, the offensive coordinator, gave him the call. Bombers looked like they were way offside on the waggle. Caleros throwing deep, and it is knocked down, almost picked off.
up, but it's knocked down. That's even better for the Tiger Cats. It's a turnover on downs with a minute 18 to go.
Big play for the Ticats defense, and that basically was ball game. Ticats run out the clock from there on in, en route to a 29-23 win over the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. 6-7 sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Sounds better than 5-8, I'll tell you that. It's the fifth quarter. It's brought to you by Eastgate Ford, and you're listening to 900 CHML. You're watching on CHML's YouTube channel. You can check us out there. Offer your thoughts on today's game. Vote for your player of the game as well. You can also call in or text 905-645-3221. The same number, talk and text 905-645-3221. Email rick at 900CHML.com. Send me a tweet at Rick Samprin. Use the hashtag fifth quarter. Email from Philly Filski. Hands up if you thought the Ticats would blow this game after that pick by Powell in the fourth. You could see the momentum turn on a dime after that one, but give credit to this Ticats team, especially Butler near the end, for not allowing that mistake to defeat them. It's always a good day when you beat the great Caleros. This one was pristine. I'm sure Caleros left the field muttering at the end of the game because it's pretty obvious he still has a grudge against Hamilton. He said the Tiger Cats number for way too long, so this one was especially sweet. Philly Filski says, speaking of quarterbacks, I do not know the status of Mitchell's injury, but I would not put him back in. He can sit on the bench. Let Powell run with it and don't stunt his progression. It's obvious that he is developing chemistry with this offense, albeit like any rookie quarterback, he needs to shore up on miscues, especially throwing a pick in the red zone during the third quarter. The Ticats scored on that drive and virtually would have sealed the game. The TSN panel always so giddy about Chad Kelly in Toronto when he plays, but Powell is slowly but surely emerging as a young, bona fide CFL quarterback in Hamilton's future. As an aside, I can respect Solomon Elamimian as a CFL great, but do we really need to hear what seemed like a 15-hour interview with him during live play? It's extremely annoying, especially during a close game, and is one of those things that sets apart the quality of an NFL broadcast versus CFL. Quick acknowledgement or pregame interview with him would suffice. Speaking of Chad Kelly, writes Philly Filski. Hope Tiger Cats defense pummel him next week in Toronto. He needs to be brought down a few rungs on the ladder with his brashness, not to mention it's about time the Tiger Cats beat the Argos. Anyways, great show as always. Take care. That email from Philly Filski. 905-645-3221 to call in or text in. Corey is called in and he's on the fifth quarter. Corey, how are you?
Not bad, Rick. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, we won.
We won.
When it comes down to it, that's what we're looking for, W's, and we got one tonight, and I don't think many people would have bet on it, but hey, here we are, we got a W.
I absolutely would not have bet on it, although, if you tune in to Good Morning Hamilton, weekday mornings 5:30 to 9, shameless plug, here on CHML, I predicted on Friday that the Ticats would cover the 6.5-point spread. They did even better than that.
I think shameless plug was the best thing you answered there.
Hey, who's your player of the game, and what do you think this Ticats team is capable of?
I'm gonna call it out where credit's due. Okay, so our O line has been mixed around, patched together, and kind of thrown under the bus for most of the season because we haven't had much play from them. And now, after a few games of those guys going together, they're looking good. Again, we give the ball to James Butler 20 plus times a game, and it's a success ratio. You get that behind a patchwork offensive line. They get the push. They get the play action. They play better when they can play those plays. So when you take the pressure off the rookie quarterback, you take the pressure off the running back, you take the pressure off the receivers. And I just feel like they play better that way. When you go to the defense against a team like Caleros today, I've been calling them out here. Simone hasn't been good. I've been calling them Simon. Today, the last 2 weeks, he is back to being Simone. 8 tackles a game, forced fumble, interception. Today, the one that got called back, questionable at best. Let's say our team is playing their best football right now, and we don't really have that star player that says, hey, we've got a Zach Claros, or hey, we've got a Nick Dempsey, or hey, we've got an Oliveira. Or let's say the Argos with A. Juillet and Chad Kelly, or any of those teams. I feel like we don't have those guys, but right now we're playing as good as football as anybody else.
I can't deny that. This team is playing its best football right now. The most important time of the year is coming up in a couple of weeks, and they are trending in the right direction. They want to play even better in the weeks to come, and they have some heavy hitters coming up. You know, Toronto, BC, Calgary, Saskatchewan, Montreal to end the season. This is when you want to play your best football, and right now I think they're hitting their stride.
I asked you a couple of weeks ago there, do you think we win another home game?
I don't remember how I answered, but I was probably probably not very optimistic.
It was before Labor Day, and you said we probably get one.
Yeah, against Calgary.
and here's our one. So if we get another one, you're talking about being in the race for second. There's no race for first now because Toronto clinched it. But you're talking about a team that might have a chance at a home playoff game. Taylor Powell, I can't say anything bad about him. He's had two turnovers in the last four games. He's had 8 or 9 touchdown passes. You look at the rest of our quarterbacks, he's eclipsed all their stats in his 5 games. This kid needs to start. He needs to play. If those guys come back, whether it be Schilt or expensive Bo Levi Mitchell, first-class Bo Levi, and I'd hate to say it like this, Burlington Bo Levi, he needs to sit on the bench and he needs to stay there. You got to let the kid play, because he's the guy leading this team right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be a quarterback change the way Powell is playing. And I'll say this. I know before Labor Day, I said maybe one home win. How about 3 home wins from here on in? Calgary, BC, East semifinal.
I'm here for it. I'm totally here for it. And if I'm giving my player of the game to somebody tonight, I'm giving it to Simone. And I wouldn't have given it to him all year. I think he's in the laundry. I think he's a bit of a wash now. He's playing like he isn't. And for the last 2 or 3 weeks, this is the leader we need. This is the guy we need. And there might just be a bit of a rally behind a guy like this. He might be showing these youngsters that might not have been following him through the first 14 weeks. We might only need them to follow him for the last 6 weeks. And this is what we need right now.
Good game by him. Great game by the Ticats. Corey, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rick.
Great call by Corey. Ian is waiting patiently here on the fifth quarter. Ian, how are you?
Hi, Rick. How are you?
I'm good. What are your thoughts?
Great game. I just have a question. You know when Winnipeg missed the extra point and McAllister, I believe, ran it back and got the 2 points?
Yes.
If he had stopped at the 1 yard line and got taken a knee down there and got touched, would the Ticats start with the ball on the 1 yard line?
No, it would have been a dead play at that point.
Okay, so there would be no point in doing something.
Yeah, so it's not
that would be why.
Yeah, it's not considered a turnover in that sense. I know where you're going though.
Okay, at the end, I have one more question. At the end of the game, near the end of the game, when the Ticats went for it on 3rd and 1, and they were there up by 6 points, would it not have been smarter just to kick the field goal there and put the game out of reach for Winnipeg?
Yeah, but what if you missed?
Well, you missed, yeah, okay. But it wasn't, like, where was it on the, I'm trying to remember exactly where it was. Was it not within the 30-yard line?
So that was the Kyle Loxley 1 yard plunge. And I want to say it was, yeah, in and around there.
Yeah, so I thought that was a pretty, like, if they got stuffed there and Winnipeg could have gone down and won the game, it would have been a disaster. I don't know. I just thought it would have been safer just to kick the field goal and then the game's over pretty much.
Well, thankfully, we didn't have to witness that. That would have been tragic.
Yes, it would have been. But anyways, great game, and I think Powell is the star of the game, and I think he should stay in even when Bo Levi's back or whatever. I still think they should keep Powell in. Definitely earned it, in my opinion.
I agree. Ian, thanks for the call and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
We got to give some fifth quarter awards out here. We have Fan of the Night, Player of the Game, and we'll start with the big play of the game. Well, there was a lot of big plays in this game, but I think hands down, it's Tyreek McAllister, 126 yards, missed extra point by Sergio Castillo, and Tyreek goes to the house for 2 points. But it was a great play and brought everyone out of their seats. That is the big play of the game. The player of the game, voted by you, the fans. lot of votes out here. Katsantonis, McAllister, the Ticats defense, coaching staff, Godwin, the O-line, Milanovic, Simone Lawrence. But Taylor Powell is the player of the game voted by you, the fans. What a fantastic game Taylor Powell had. Statistically, he had another great game in terms of throwing the football, 236 yards, one TD. That one interception, I'm sure he does want back. And the fifth quarter fan of the night. I think it's only apropos that we give it posthumously to Randy, Phil's brother, Tom's dad, who passed away a week ago. Big Ticats fan, big win for the Ticats tonight. We're back Saturday, 1 week from today, September the 23rd, as the Cats take on the Argos in Toronto. Join us then for the fifth quarter. Brought to you by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
Where Ticats fans come together, win or lose. Listen after every game to the fifth quarter. Powered by Eastgate Ford on 900 CHML.
The fifth quarter podcast is available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and wherever you get your favorite podcast. I'm Rick Samprin. Thanks again for listening. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. It's free, so you never miss an episode. And make sure you rate and review.